The New York Giants select.
Hearts beating 1,000 beats per minute.
Something I remember for a lifetime.
It's going to be a great feeling. I can't wait to run out there.
You're here to represent.
I love my team, man. Thank you, John McCartney.
I wasn't invited to any of the college ball games. So I'm like, okay. I was a little disappointed because I had just had one of the most phenomenal years in the Big Ten. And I was, you know, Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. And George Perlis called me in his office. He says, listen, I know it's been tough. You've, you know, take it from me. I know you're one of the top linebackers in this country. So I go to the Blue-Gray game and I dominate it. I end up being the most valuable player of that game. And sure enough, I get a call from Bill Parcells from the New York Giants. And he said, I just drafted you. And I didn't draft you to sit you on the bench. And congratulations. And I was like, wow. I show up to camp, and the first two guys I see are Lawrence Taylor and Harry Carson sitting right outside of the training room. And introduce myself, hello, I'm so excited to meet these guys. And I say, hi, Mr. Carson, hi, Mr. Taylor. And they both just kind of stare at me. And Harry, as only Harry could, he looks at me and he says, so homeboy, what the hell are you going to do to get on the field? And I was like, wow, welcome to the big leagues.